Good morning. It's February 20th. I want to talk to you today about that Ephesians 4 passage that we started yesterday. Ephesians 4:29, let no unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is useful for building one another up, that it may benefit those who listen. I want to talk to you today about a popular subject that many people struggle with. Cursing. And cursing takes on a lot of different forms, and we know that societies have different curse words that come in and out of popularity. And I talked to you yesterday about there being a heart issue. From the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. And cursing is something that so many people don't even consider. The number one cursing thing I want to talk to you about today is using God's name in vain. And I just want to pose a question to you. Is every time you say God's name or Jesus, are you talking to him? Are you glorifying him? Are you praising him? Even saying the word God, I want to challenge you to remember that God's name is holy and that we are to use his name, his son's Jesus' name, to bring glory to him. Maybe for some of us, it bothers us a lot when we hear others use God's name in vain. And I just want to encourage you when that happens, if you fall into that category and your ears just hurt when you hear those words, that you just pause and silently pray for the person who uttered those words. Understanding that oftentimes we say things without even thinking. It's so habitual. We don't even think about the fact that we are using God's name inappropriately and in a way that doesn't honor him. So let's just pause and pray about that today. Father, in this area of cursing, the words that we use have such great power. And Lord, even when we don't think about it, let us remember that there are people who are hearing our every word, knowing that we call ourselves followers of Jesus. Lord, you know my intent is not to bring guilt and shame on people. I will leave it to your Holy Spirit to convict people and show them of things that they need to do to be more like you, just like you do to me, Lord. But Father, may we be so careful with your name, so careful uttering your name, that any time we say your name or your son's name, may we say it in praise or in glory or in prayer. Father, I believe I can say your name in even frustration as I'm talking to you. But Lord, to utter it in my anger, flippantly, or to get attention or just out of habit and not even thinking about you, I know, Lord, that that's not your desire for me. And so, Lord, for all of us, I just pray that you would just remind us that your name is holy. And Father, when we hear other people utter your name in vain, may we pause instead of passing judgment on them. May we just pause and say a silent prayer for them. Father, would you show them that your name is to be honored and respected and to put you in your rightful place. God, would you be with my talk today? May it be wholesome talk, pure talk in every aspect of my talking today. And Father, we know that throughout your word, you used your people to use words to transform lives, because those words go to the heart. Lord, may we, in everything we say today, glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen.